Welcome to the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast with me, Kathy Love. I'm a business coach who helps allied health professionals run powerful and profitable businesses in the disability sector. Join me for cutting-edge interviews with leaders in the allied health and business fields, along with plenty of practical content that you can use to make your business practice perfect. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's conversation. Today is a bit of a where have they been catch-up call. Danny Hoy from Sameview joined us early in 2017, and this is like you guys joining us over a coffee in a Sydney cafe, because Danny and I haven't spoken for ages, and I'm really super keen to hear how Sameview is progressing. And welcome, Danny.
Thanks for having me again.
Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. So bring us up to speed. You've been on an adventure, fair to say.
Yeah, so going back to where we were last time we spoke, at that time we were right in the middle of an accelerator program with Optus.
That's
and,
right.
And I think I was about, you know, maybe only a week or two away from finishing that when we last spoke. And so, yeah, so what happened after that was we actually won that accelerator program.
Good. I'm glad to hear you say that, because you had to pitch big time.
Yes, yes. There was a lot of pitching, a lot of, yeah, telling our story. And it was a great result for us. I mean, we received some very generous funding. And what that meant was that we had the funds to build essentially a market release version of our product. And at that time, what we were also doing was we were running trials with our initial prototype with families and providers. That was a great experience. We learned so much from them about what they actually needed.
I'm thinking for people who are listening in for the first time, they won't know what Sameview is.
Yes, yes. Thank you for reminding me. Maybe we should say what it is. So Sameview is a digital platform, an online platform, or an app, if you'd like to call it. And what it does is that we're just trying to solve one problem, and that's the issue of disability care coordination. So what Sameview does is it puts every person in a family's team. So that's your doctors, your therapists, your support workers, family members. If you're like me and you have a child with a disability, educators are an important part of the team as well. You can connect all of those different people basically and put them onto the same page. So our platform helps families to track and share their goals, track sort of events and things that are happening in their lives, from outcomes from therapy appointments to even just the everyday life stuff.
Yeah.
Being able to
crappy
share
night sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, just sharing a rich picture of what's going on in your life, so that, you know, for any of your team members, they can see essentially a common picture. And so then their decisions, their actions that they take are in that context, so that you get effective collaboration.
Amazing. So what does it look like nowadays?
Yeah, so that was really interesting. You know, I mean, look, my background is in engineering. And I would say that the first prototype I built like an engineer. So on paper, it did all the things that people wanted.
That makes sense.
It did to me.
Anybody else. Okay.
and then what we learned was that, yes, those were the functions that families wanted. But more importantly, we needed to do a lot more work to make the platform engaging and rewarding. You know, it's not enough to remind somebody, hey, here's, you know, the 10 things you're meant to do each day. That doesn't make us feel good or make us want to do those things. When we finished the accelerator program and we had all the feedback from our initial sort of trials, you know, we went back to the drawing board and worked hard on coming up with a new design that is engaging and rewarding to use, so that you know, people feel good about tracking and sharing their information. So, yeah, and that's what's gone to the market now.
Wow. we haven't got visual, so we can't screen share. So talk us through what happens when you open the app and how it works and how it engages and connects people.
Yep. I'd say at a high level, it's got a little bit more of a social media feel. So people who are familiar with, I guess, you know, things like Facebook would probably feel fairly comfortable with the interface. And what you see is, you know, when you first sign up, whether you say you're a family member and you sign up, you create a profile for the person that you care for. You can set your goals and your steps, the things that you're working on. And then you can invite your team members onto the platform as well. Now, the bit that's a little bit different is that, you know, instead of just saying, oh, I did this today and then ticking off the different, you know, different actions that you're meant to take, you can just share something more naturally. You can say, you know, today, for an example, you know, today I took Monty out to the museum because, you know, we just had a day out, but I'm a parent of a child with a disability. So I don't just go to the museum. When we go to the museum, I'm practicing things like, you know, his walking, his meal times. We're practicing toilet training. I'm trying to integrate all those great things that my support team are teaching us to do, and I integrate that into my day.
Yeah, that's sure. Right.
So it's much nicer for me to be able to share, say, just a picture of us going to the museum, posting that, and then the app allows you to then tag the goals that you worked on. And you can also say which team members need to know about that. So, so that's essentially how the app works.
Wow, that's such an inside out, but right side out approach to the old medical model of do 6 sit-ups and 5 stretches. And
yeah, yes, yes.
Read 3 books. Whatever. I'm waving my arms around. That stuff makes me cranky, as you know. But wow, beautiful. So real life.
Yeah, and. Yeah. And if you're a professional on the provider side, so you would see those events come through. You can comment on them and talk to the other team members about what's happening. And then if you have, you know, multiple families that you support, you sort of see the different profiles as well. So you can support, therapists can support multiple families on that same platform.
I'm really curious to know, I hope you can answer a little bit, what feed forward did you get from allied health professionals about it?
Yeah, so for them, the feedback I got from them first started with, you know, my questions around, well, how do you collaborate and what you know, how do you go about talking to your colleagues or you know, people that you work
with? The magic.
With?
How does the magic happen behind the scenes?
And a lot of the feedback was that, you know what, everybody wants to do it.
Yeah.
But they're all time poor because most of the therapists I meet are booked back to back to back, you know, hour by hour. So there isn't really that time to make a bunch of phone calls on behalf of a family or write letters. So there was that element. The lack of sort of common technology platforms also meant that there weren't simple tools that, you know, you knew, well, I know everybody else on this team uses this as well. So that was a bit of a gap for them. And really the challenge for us was then to create something that was efficient for them, that worked in a professional's workflow. Because, you know, it's hard for everybody to change how they work. So for us, the most important feedback was around, you know, how can I make SameView very efficient and actually deliver benefits for the professional side as well.
And how are they finding it now? It's fully fledged.
Yeah, it's interesting. So we've, I should mention, we launched, I was very excited to launch this.
Let's go to the launch. I wasn't there because I couldn't get there, but yeah.
Yes, I got to launch it at a fellow podcast guest, Source Kids First, expo in Brisbane, and that was what an amazing expo that was.
Oh, I've heard about it. I'm going to book it. It's in Melbourne in March.
Yep, we will be there too. So,
oh, good.
You know, 3,000 people came by, and
wow.
And since we launched, then we've had week on week growth in subscribers, and interestingly, it's a 50-50 split right now between families and professionals that are on the platform. And the professionals that we have using SameView cover every discipline. Lots of therapists, some people from the education system as well, which is nice to see.
Wow, well done.
Support workers. Yeah, we're sort of getting a bit of everything. Lots of, in terms of therapists, we're getting lots of people. There just seems to be a bigger cohort in terms of mobile, people who are providing sort of mobile therapies.
Okay.
Yeah, so lots of great sort of multidisciplinary clinics that operate, you know, mobile have been using our platform, which is great.
Wonderful. And what about pediatricians and the medicos? Are they clicking in?
It's probably early. Like, I would say that's probably they're a bit slower at the moment to take that on. But yeah, we're making some inroads into the medical side, the hospital system side of things. But I would say the biggest uptake has definitely been therapists and then educators, definitely, you know, support workers and family members are there as well. And then, yeah, hopefully we can get into the health system side as well. Yeah.
Bit by bit by bit. What, as you hear it from users, what difference is it making for families?
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, look, it's still very early days for us. I mean, what we are hearing from people is just that this is such a big issue for families. And in some ways it's a little bit of a missing piece as families get more confident with the NDIS, particularly ones that are self-managing, because it's such a great opportunity for families like mine. You know, we're self-managing at the moment for my son, and it's this great opportunity for us to finally go out and build the team that I need to support my family, support my son. And, you know, the missing piece of it is, you know, once I find all these great providers out there, how do I connect them together? How do I make that gel together as a team? So we've definitely confirmed the issue, confirmed the problem. You know, families are asking us to solve that for them. What I'm really working hard on now is to actually measure those results. I think it's important. I think if I'm going to offer a product to people, I would like to prove its value to both families and providers. So we're working very hard at the moment on that. And I think for the foreseeable short-term future, that's pretty much all we're dedicating our time to.
Okay. Yeah. Getting some metrics around the outcomes would be, super. Yeah. Good on lots of levels. Wow. Got it. I've had a thought, and I need to kind of say it out loud to get the question right. What's the scenario, and I'll wave my arms around because you know that helps. What's the scenario of integrating the agreed goals from an NDIS plan into the app and people feeding into the goals as such? How could or does that work?
Yeah, so we've, in terms of goal setting, we've tried to keep it as open as possible, because some people will want to just, you know, you can just input directly your NDIS goals. But what we've realized is that, you know, if you just take the wording out of your plan, sometimes that isn't the most practical way of explaining what you mean. So we've kept the platform very open so that people can customize and say, I guess, articulate their goals however they want to. And you know what, some of the things that we're seeing, it's definitely people are putting in their NDIS goals, but it's more than that. It's some real life stuff. You know, people are saying,
sorry, you know, NDIS, you're probably not listening.
You know, people are saying things like, you know what? I want a night's sleep.
Yeah.
I want to go on a family holiday. Yeah. I want to be able to travel again, or I want a break from therapy. I want, you know, the real things that, that families are thinking about, you know, their sort of immediate hopes and dreams. We want them to be able to put that into the platform. That's what they can do. So, you can just directly put things in. But I think what people are doing once they think about it a bit more is just trying to break, I guess, some of their NDIS goals down and add in sort of their own sort of family goals as well, and just articulate that in the sort of most practical way possible.
Yep. Warming them up, loving them up, putting into everyday language that's meaningful.
Yeah, that's really important.
Outcomes-based. Yeah. Okay. Now, remind me,
about what you can upload into SameView. You can put documents and photos and videos, or have I just kind of whipped that up in my imagination?
No, you're right. So we've started in our current version, you can put in photos at the moment. Mm. And we're just, this is actually interesting. One of the things we've learned is not to build too much into these things without getting that feedback from families first, because now, and providers as well, because now that we have users, we get great feedback from them, and, yeah. and you know, we've got engaged people. So at the moment, so far, we're just letting people put in photos. You know, soon they can put in videos or whatever they want. That's the intention. But we sort of move based on what our users are telling us. And it's important to me to sort of follow their needs as close as I can, rather than sort of jumping ahead and saying, well, this is what I think you need.
Okay. Yep. Yep. Bit of co-design going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's been a really good lesson for me. As, you know, I guess it's important for any sort of startup, especially in the tech space. You don't want to just sort of invest willy-nilly yes. into things without great feedback yep. first.
Parking that inner engineer.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the end game with this? What's SameView going to look like in the middle of 2019 or the end of 2019? Where's the prize?
Well, for me, my motivation is to try and solve the problem. So everything is based around solving this problem.
Yep.
By the end of 2019, we'll actually be in the middle of a university research project on our platform as well, which is fantastic. So hopefully we can really get some proven results. Look, success basically looks like, you know, family saying to us that their confidence is growing in being able to advocate for themselves, being able to state, hey, this is what I want for my family, being able to confidently go into the market and find the right people,
the team players,
to help them, and then have them those people working well together. And then from the professional side, success to us looks like, you know, a provider saying, this is a tool that helps me to work more effectively because I get a better view of what's going on in a family's life. I can communicate with their team members efficiently. And what we also hope to do is we're building some special features for providers that will help them with things like plan reviews, you know, showing a richer picture of sort of outcomes rather than, I guess, what happens now, which is sort of just letters and reports and things like that.
Very, very good. Is there a calendar in there so that people can see when things are due? And
interestingly, no.
I love a calendar.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, like a calendar.
It's not about me, systems, though. It's not about me.
All of those things are very tempting to build into the platform. And I would have jumped at that. The previous version of me would have jumped at putting all of those great tools into it. But, you know, it's through feedback. Things like calendars, things that people are accustomed to using already, say, on their phones, sometimes you can actually make it harder for people by introducing a tool.
Another place,
Yes, in another place. So our principle is to just stick to solving this particular issue. And then if there's lots of customer feedback saying, you know what, I just want to make my calendar entry here, then yeah, we would absolutely do that. But so far, yeah, that hasn't actually come up, interestingly, from family.
Wow. I remember as a clinician, it was a challenge to know when the next pediatrician visit was and when the speech path was going to run a bit of a review on things, a bit of a re-eval, or when some hospital tests were due. And, you know, my aging brain did its best but didn't always remember to ask this stuff. And then getting caught on the hop and wanting to be super helpful and supportive but then kind of up against a really tight deadline. So that was my my thoughts on the calendar.
No, you're absolutely right. And sort of how we work around that is – instead of thinking about it in terms of sort of a series of dates, in that same scenario, if you were supporting a family, you could go into the app, you could look up, say, you know, either a person's goal or a particular team member that they work with, and then you can get all of the posts that are related to that person, or for those particular goals showing up. So you could still see some of all of that information. And that could be things like, you know what, we had our last review meeting or appointment with this pediatrician here, and here are the outcomes. You can, there's other ways to sort of find all of that information.
Yeah, okay. Given that you are now in the ears of thousands of allied health business owners, how can you make it easy for them to find out more about the product? Where's information and content and blogs and audio? How can they kind of dive into this?
Yeah, fantastic. So firstly, in terms of how you use the platform, we've just gone for a web-based platform at the moment because that's the most accessible. So we work on every kind of device you can think of. It just goes from a browser. So you can use it on your phone, on your tablet, on your computer, Apple, Android, none of that matters. It works for everybody. And you simply go to our website at www.sameview.com.au. Integrated into the platform is live help and videos on how to do everything. You can even message me directly any time of the day you like, and I will respond.
Be careful about offering that.
And do you know what? That has so far been the most rewarding aspect of this, is that when people reach out and I get to have real conversations with families and providers, we probably end up chatting for too long, I think, just because, you know.
A surprise.
This is our community, so... Yeah. But no, like all of the help is there, and people can reach out anytime. But you know, where the platform's up to now, families are now inviting their team members on board. Mm. Some providers are going the other way and inviting the families that they're supporting into the platform so they can have them all in the one place. And yeah, so you know, all of that's there for people to use. But in terms of, you know, learning how to use it, all the guides are there, and people can also reach out to me anytime. I'm also about to make myself open my calendar up to people for, you know, basically just one-on-one onboarding if they like that.
And yeah.
Yeah. And that's, I will come to you wherever you are and help you use it.
A perfect scenario would be for people listening to this is to start with the website and to get enough information to start the conversation with the clients that they serve in their practices, and then to make that next step. It's the parents, it's the families that own the app and own the program, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, ultimately, most of the information is shared from the family. They're the ones that release it so that everybody can see it. So primarily you do need the families on board to, you know, to put in all their information and to decide what they want to share and to set their goals and all of those aspects.
And there's helpful information for providers to be able to start the discussion with families?
Yep. So what we're also doing is we've been building our own online community on Facebook as well, where we're having these discussions around feedback, not just feedback on the platform, but things related to that functionality. So, you know, talking about goal setting, talking about, you know, the types of teams that people have, just trying to get those conversations going to help people. Like you said, you know, get into that platform or into that space where you can start talking about, well, do we need something like this?
Okay. Do you have to be a SameView user to be in that Facebook group?
No, I think the only thing we ask is that that you have something to do with this community. So whether you care for somebody or you work in it, that's fine.
I'm heading to Facebook after this.
Yes, it's a little community you'll see on our Facebook page that you can just ask to join. And yeah.
Beautiful. I know you've got Magnificent Monty, and this is the product is driven by those needs that you experienced. Where does this product kind of reach to in terms of age of the person at the middle of this care? Is it stretching to teens and adults? Is it in language that stretches across the age range?
Yeah, that's really interesting. So I talk a lot about my family because that's my story, and that's the easiest story for me to tell. And so it is true that a lot of our users at the moment have young children, and that's sort of that cohort. But at the same time, we have people of all ages using it, and we've designed it to be as open as possible so that it suits everybody. Now, for people that are a little bit older, say teenagers, you know, we're actively trying to see their feedback on whether, you know, this is still working in that scenario. Interestingly, we've got a little cohort of people who are a little bit older than that, and at the stage where they might be about to move out of home and they've reached that level of independence. So we're seeing, we're seeing a bit of interest in that particular cohort of people where, you know, they're going to move out of home. The family still want some way of being connected with the care and sort of being on top of it, but not, you know, obviously they're not going to be physically there all the time. It's really interesting seeing all the different people that want to use it. But you know, in principle, we've built this for everybody. Anybody that has a care need can use this.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I didn't appreciate that in the early days, but when I was doing some homework on your website this morning, I thought, oh, it feels as though it's very welcoming and kind of perhaps primary audience could be kiddos and families, but then the colours and the images are also really respectful for people right across the age span. I just thought, I'm just very glad I've remembered to ask because that's really increasingly applicable as, interestingly, kids grow up. And from a therapy and provider point of view, they're working with older and older kids, you know. Yeah. They're working with teens and young adults, and that the NDIA funding has really, empowered people to purchase services from people that they might have never engaged with before. So the care and the service deliveries really changed for the typical pediatric provider, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Like it's so interesting. I guess learning about that sort of that pathway to sort of increasing independence, I guess, for a lot of people, like as you grow up and how you transition, the difference of how those services evolve and what your needs might be. It's very interesting to see. And I think that's one of the great things of our scheme that's happening at the moment.
Do you feel brave enough to make a comment on the NDIA? Because I would have asked you if we were meeting face-to-face over coffee in Sydney.
Yeah, look, always happy to talk about it. I can tell you, personally,
I'm settling back and getting comfy. Go for it.
We actually are just on our first plan, and we've been on our plan for about 2 or 3 months now. You know, having, and like a lot of people, the process was delayed a little bit. So we ran out of our Better Start funding months and months before our plan came through. And look, you know, all I can say is that I'm quite happy with the plan that we got for Monty. It's more funding than I've ever had for him before. You know, I'm now in a position where I can finally put together the team that we really need for him. And I can find the people from wherever I want to and support him in the way that's, you know, unique to him. And you know what? So far, so good. So, I hear all the feedback around, because we self-manage, yes, all those issues that everybody talks about, you know, the administration, the portal, all those things. I know that's there, but I like to be an optimist and I like to look at the future. Mm. And I think those things will improve over time. You know, right now, what's most important to me is that I can get the support I need for my son. And for me personally, that's happening. What I did see though, like just when I was at the launch in Brisbane, was that there was also families were also very cautious. So that was definitely one of the things I noticed, because that week the NDIS had just rolled into Brisbane.
That's right. July. And yep.
And I can absolutely appreciate how there are so many new services coming up and lots of new providers and new options. And the feedback I did get from a lot of families was just that, you know, it is a little bit overwhelming to begin with. And for most people, it's more money than they ever had before. Mm. And as soon as you get money like that, you...
Responsibility.
You're very protective of it.
Yeah. So
you're thinking about, well, hang on, what is this the right person to spend money with? Like, you know, who are you and what part of my budget do you want?
How do I decide?
Yes. So we can definitely appreciate a lot of that sort of anxiety around that. And you know, for that reason, we don't charge at the moment for SameView. It's very important to us that I don't want to make that issue any harder for people. Like I said before, our primary purpose is to solve the problem. So, you know, let's not get revenue models, all those kinds of things in the way. Let's just prove that we're actually doing something that people value first. So it was actually really nice to be able to say to families, you know what, just try it and see if it helps.
Yeah. Oh, so exciting to hear that it's growing up, Any final words you've got for providers, for allied health professionals about what you're up to, what your mission is, what SameView solves?
Yeah, I've met some, I really appreciate the audience that you have. I've met some amazing providers that listen to the podcast, value aligned people, great business owners that all are just trying to do such a great job for the families that they support. And, you know, what I'd love, I guess, from your audience is that, you know, if you think you can help us in solving this problem, if you care about this issue as well, please talk to me and we can, you know, I want to build this for the providers as much as well. You know, the intention is to solve the issue, and there's so much I can learn from this audience as well. So yeah, please get in touch and yeah, we can talk and see how we can help each other.
And potentially share this link to the podcast.
Yes.
Because that might help families kind of hear a bit about what it really is without kind of, having to click through to too many places. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So many people have found us via this podcast, which is wonderful.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's really cool.
From all around Australia. I love it.
I didn't know that. That's great. Oh, very cool. Alrighty, we must bring you back for the 2019 installment. Oh, and the 2020 installment. So let's definitely stay in touch and keep it fresh in people's mind. Thank you so much for coming in for a wonderful, wonderful update.
No, thank you. Thank you again for having me. Lovely to talk.
Thank you for joining me on the Private Practice Made Perfect podcast. Are your policies and procedures in order for your business, or could you do with a little bit of help? I invite you to download my private practice policy and procedure framework, an evolving kit of resources to help you get your policy and procedure house in order. You can access the framework free of charge by visiting privatepracticemadeperfect.com.au. The Private Practice Made Perfect podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network.